very excited to have this next gentleman in Newcastle and joining us on the radio this morning. His name is Richard Dennis. He's done a whole lot of things, including look after the Australia Institute. He's advised political parties, and he's even written a book or two on the side. Richard, good morning. Thanks for your time with us today.
Good morning.
Richard, one of the things that is a big driver for you and your research and your advising to different people across the country is the topic of inequality. Inequality is pretty much everywhere, isn't it? It's in every part of our society.
Well, that's right. And there's no doubt that the Australia I grew up in was a more equal society than the one I live in now. Australia used to pride itself as being the land of the fair go, the land of the long weekend, the sickie and the smoko. Well, those days, those relaxed days, are well and truly behind us. And what the statistics tell us and what our eyes can show us is that as a society, the gap between those with the most and those with the least has been growing steadily.
It's something that most of us talk about and most of us would agree with. In your experience, what do you think has actually changed? Where have we gone wrong, if I can say that?
Look, I mean, these trends are happening around the world, so we're not the only country to grapple with this. But that said, some countries are doing a much better job of fighting it than us. So we know that the incomes of the top 5 or 10% have grown far more rapidly than the incomes of people on the minimum wage, for example. We know that something like the unemployment benefit, less than $15,000 a year, try paying rent and buying your groceries, that unemployment benefit has been dragging well and truly, or growth in that unemployment benefit has been dragging well and truly behind growth in wages and other income. So we know that those at the very bottom are getting further behind those at the middle. We know those in the middle are getting further behind those at the very top. And in other countries, they're looking at their tax system, they're looking at their transfer system, and they're looking at the way wages are set to try and do something about this. In Australia, I think our policies have been making them worse, not better.
So why do you think, Richard, we have had successive governments continue to go down that road, knowing that it's going to not be for the betterment of the country and our citizens?
Well, let's cut everyone some slack. Let's pretend that everyone was trying to do their best. For decades, we've been told that the best way to create jobs and to help people at the bottom is to give tax cuts to those at the top in the hope the benefits will trickle down.
Effect.
There you go. So let's just pretend that for decades we believed that's what people hoped would happen. But what we now know is that it didn't happen. So the question is, do we keep trying that or do we try something else? Now, the International Monetary Fund, the IMF, the World Bank, even the Reserve Bank here in Australia are now saying that inequality harms economic growth. So if we wanted to grow the economy, according to the most conservative economists in the world, actually closing the gap between rich and poor is a good way to grow the economy.
So it seems pretty simple that if we have everybody earning a little bit more money, being able to spend a bit more money, it'll all go around. Are we doing enough to really go in that direction, or are we still hoping for this trickle-down effect to actually do something?
Look, clearly at the moment we're still banking on trickle down, even though the IMF and others have moved on. So the current government went to the last election promising a $50 billion tax cut to big business, and it said that was a great way to boost wages, that if only we could cut taxes for companies, that would trickle down to higher wages. I'm an economist, and I don't know that many of my colleagues really think that's likely to happen. We've just decided to cut penalty rates on weekends. Is that going to hit people at the bottom or hit people at the top?
It's going to give people less money to spend.
It's going to give people less money to spend, and it's going to increase that gap between those with the most and those with the least.
Richard, quite easy to identify the things that we've been doing wrong. What are some of the things that, in your experience, that we should be doing to go in the other direction?
Well, we've got some research coming out soon that shows that Australia handled the global financial crisis, the GFC, better than nearly any other country. That's nearly 10 years ago now that we went through that. And while many countries saw unemployment rise very rapidly, in Australia, the government at the time took active steps to manage the economy. It spent more money, it invested in infrastructure right when the private sector economy was slowing. And when we compare Australia to other countries, we did really well. We avoided a lot of pain there, but I'm not sure that we really learnt that lesson.
The $900 cheque didn't go Australia either, just between you and me.
No, but interestingly, nearly everyone in Australia got that. Mm. We didn't send it to the unemployed.
Interesting.
They were the only group It was an active decision. So, you know, that's why the gap between rich and poor is there.
Do you think governments are getting the message at all?
Yes, I do. And I think, you know, you look at the US, there's no doubt that Donald Trump made a big deal out of inequality. He wanted to drain the swamp. There's no doubt that a lot of the sentiment behind Brexit in the UK, I think poorly targeted, but the sentiment was one that this isn't working, we want to do something different. So I think politics around the world and in Australia are shifting. But I think we've probably still got a long way to go.
Would it be fair to say, Richard, that all of these kind of grassroots movements, like that it's the people that are rising up and saying, you know, we've had enough of what you're putting out. We don't think it's working for everybody. You need to pay attention to the electorate, I guess. So we're all hurting, and that is what's potentially driving a change?
Yes, I think there's a lot in that. I think that after so many years of being told that the benefits would trickle down, I think it's just easy now for people to laugh that off. You'd think that all the politicians would stop saying it, but, you know, just this week Scott Morrison was trying it again. So I think the public have got enough experience, enough evidence now to know that doesn't happen. I also think that social media, while it's often much derided in public debate, actually think it makes it easier for people to see, hey, I'm not the only one that thinks this. Doesn't mean that, you know, misinformation can't fly fast around Facebook or Twitter, but people can see that they're not alone in sharing certain concerns. I think that's a healthy thing.
Mm. Hopefully the politicians and the people that need to make the right decisions will make them. I guess beyond that, we'll just have to keep waiting and seeing what the rest of the country puts out. Richard, thank you for your time with us this morning.
Very welcome.
There he is, Richard Dennis, joining us on 2NURFM 103.7.